4th of July. Hot dogs, cold beer, fireworks. What more could you ask for? How about another motorcycle launch from Harley-Davidson? Hi, I'm Mike with Riding in the Ozarks, where we talk about riding, rallies, wrenching, do gear reviews, and talk about Harley-Davidson news. And that is what we're talking about today. Now, I have no facts to confirm this, but I keep hearing whispers that something's coming for 4th of July or to celebrate America's 250th birthday, specifically, not just the 4th of July, but this 4th of July. Now, Harley-Davidson's already done the Liberty Editions. First, we got a Street Glide and a Heritage and a Street Glide 3, and now a Road Glide. Would this possibly be the time to launch just another Liberty Edition, like a limited Street Glide or Road Glide, or something bigger? Now, I think there's something bigger coming. I could be totally wrong on this. I don't hear anything but whispers, but just little whispers and little things I see make me think that something else is coming. Now, this last weekend, I rode in the Great American Convoy, leaving Pig Trail Harley-Davidson with Adam Sandoval, and they had a bike there at Pig Trail that they had custom painted for 250 years. It is a beautiful Street Glide in chrome with flag and stars and stripes and all that kind of stuff on it, and it was a magnificent looking bike. I have no idea what the price tag is. If you want to know, call Pig Trail Harley-Davidson. But it got me to thinking, what if Harley-Davidson goes full tilt and does something very patriotic like this on a special limited edition, kind of like the Super Glide, 2,500 units, but something else. And of course, I expect it to be limited to the North American market, to the U.S. market, because it would be celebrating the United States' 250th birthday, not just anybody's. So I think it would be a limited release here in the U.S. What would they launch? Your guess is as good as mine, except for maybe one thing. One thing I've been tracking. What bike are we missing this year that everybody keeps asking why Harley-Davidson didn't make? CVO Road Glide. There's no CVO Road Glide this year. What if they did not drop that bike in the beginning of the year because they knew they were going to do a special 250th anniversary edition of just the CVO Road Glide? And of course, if people bought one, and then they came out with this Road Glide edition that was for the anniversary, that maybe people would be upset that they'd already bought one, or it would cannibalize sales. So they've just withheld that model till now, to whenever this launch is going to be, which I suspect is going to be right before the 4th of July. And then they launch this anniversary edition. Now, I think that would be kick ass. I think that would explain why we haven't seen a CVO Road Glide. I can't think of a good reason to have not released that bike with as popular as the Road Glides have been, except for they have something bigger planned with it. And I don't know what would be bigger than having a special edition on America's birthday and celebrating 250 years of independence here in the United States of America. Now, I want you guys to let me know what you think in the comments of that idea. Do you think that makes sense? Do you think that's something that's still coming, that they're going to do a special edition CVO Road Glide? Would that be why they didn't release one? If anybody knows why they didn't release one, leave me a comment, because I don't know. I've been speculating on why would they not have done this, and that's the only thing I can think of. Now, I want to talk about what else is coming this year, we think. So the Sprint was originally labeled for the second half of 2026 when Artie Starrs talked about it in a financial call earlier in the year. And recently, Artie Starrs and Bill Davidson were in a podcast where they talked a lot about the Sprint coming, the Sportster coming back, and other models coming out. Now, that just came out 2 weeks ago, and they were talking about something they had shown the dealers and talked to the dealers about previously, and that they were recently going to be going to ride. Now, that could have been filmed a couple weeks before the Super Glide launch, and that could have been what they were referring to. But what if they were referring to something else? Something else that is still yet to become. Well, we don't know. But that is a super interesting podcast if you want to go listen to it. They talked a lot about, you know, the Sprint being a riding academy bike and you getting off of that and then you go in and buying the Sprint. And that's the first time I've heard it confirmed that it was going to become the Rider Academy bike, but I suspected that all along. It makes sense. Train them on that bike and then let them go in and buy that bike and then let them trade that in. And they talked about dealers telling them that the Sportster was a two-for-one bike. The people bought it, they rode it for a year, and then they traded it in and bought something bigger. And then that used Sportster got sold to someone else who maybe couldn't afford a brand new Sportster, but was just getting into bikes and looking for a bike to get started on. So that Sportster was recognized by Artie Starrs as what it was. It may not have been making a lot of profit, but it generated a lot of other financial gains through parts, through clothing, through upgrades, through trading the bike in and getting something else, getting people into the brand. So he's excited about it. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about him after watching this interview even more. Now, what's really going to happen? Hard to say. I think the sprint is probably either coming right away. If it's, we don't see it in the next 30 days, then I think they're going to delay it to the 2027 launch. He made a comment about parts and accessories and not launching a bike until parts and accessories were ready. And they had talked about in a financial call doubling down on parts and accessories and having more parts available for motorcycles that they launch, not leaving everything to the aftermarket to figure out. So that might mean not everything, but maybe bars and exhaust and seats and things like that. They want to have some options for riders when they launch that bike. So that whole statement that he made about not launching a bike, promising to not launch a bike before parts and accessories were ready, tells me that he's had a lot of feedback about that, maybe from Nightsters or Sportster S's getting launched and there not being any upgrades really available for those right away. Or maybe he's referring to the Sprint and he's holding the Sprint back till they have some parts and accessories to launch with that bike. I'm not sure what's going on there, but again, I find it super interesting. I want to know what you guys think about that as well. Now I want to talk about the Super Glide for just a second because that was just launched. It's been a very hot topic in my channel on Facebook. Some people hate it, some people love it. One thing I am sure about is it is a hit. Just last weekend, I was at Renegade Harley-Davidson doing a meetup before we went to join the Great American Convoy down at Pig Trail, and I saw a Super Glide come off the truck. I saw the truck pull in and deliver a Super Glide while we were there in the morning at 9 a.m., and by the time we got back to Renegade at 3:30, there was a sold sign on it. They'd already done the setup, put it on the floor, and somebody bought it. It wasn't reserved. Somebody came in, saw it, and had to have it. Now, I get it's not for everybody, but I think it is for a lot of people. Like I said, what is not to like about basically a street bob with all the problems fixed? More chrome, lace wheels, 5-gallon tank, better seat. I think that this is going to be a model that they need to bring back as a standard model in the future lineup. Now, whether they call it, you know, some other name than the Street Bob or the Super Glide, or if it replaces the Street Bob, maybe it becomes an updated version of the Street Bob with chrome trim. I don't know what they're going to do there. If you've heard anything, leave me a comment. But I definitely think they need a Super Glide-esque model in the lineup with the 5-gallon tank. I think this thing is selling like hotcakes. Pig Trail Harley-Davidson had one and it had a sold sign on it. I have seen people comment that all of their allocations have deposits on them at all these dealerships, that they cannot get enough of them. So whatever it is, it was a smart move and it's selling. Another 2,500 units. Now that's not 50,000 units, but it's a good way to test the waters to see what people think about this model and style before you make it a staple in the lineup. We know they're going to bring a lot more affordable models in the next 2 years. So I think the Super Glide is going to be here for everybody that doesn't get one. It's just not going to have that limited edition paint and numbering and stuff. And, you know, can't promise it's going to have lace wheels or chrome or anything like that, but I suspect it will be. I suspect we're going to see a Super Glide version in the future, whether they call it that or something else. All right. I've rambled enough. I hope you guys like this video. I'm trying to get this out real quick before the 4th of July, before they actually launch something and I'm too late to the show. If you like this video, please give it a big thumbs up. It really helps the channel grow. If you want to see more content like this in the future, please consider subscribing. Don't forget to ring that bell to be notified the next time I drop a new video. And as always, y'all stay safe, keep on riding, and we'll see you in the next one.